There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing, we always say, and buy from the good guys. Buy from the good guys. Whoever is doing the right thing, purchase from them. That means don't go to the grocery store and buy everything. Buy local. We encourage you to go to a website called eatwild.com. That's EATWILD.com. Eatwild.com. And it has local people in your area who have have pork, chickens, lamb, whatever, and vegetables or whatever they make. Some of them make have raw milk and are even gutsy enough to say that on there. So I thought I would share that with you. Eatwild.com, buy local, support the farmers, support people that are doing the right thing. And if we buy from each other, we keep each other in business. If we go buy from corporate entities, we keep corporate entities in business. And in the next hour, we're going to be talking to Gary Molesky. He is a consumer advocate. We're going to be discussing counterterrorism, cybercrime, all that kind of stuff that we don't seem to understand, and we don't understand why so much of it can happen, and nobody ever seems to be caught doing it, but it sure does create a problem. In the third hour, then we're going to be joined by Paul Craig Roberts. And Paul Craig Roberts is a phenomenal human being who, I just have to say, having been appointed Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Economic Policy from 75 to 78, he's getting pretty gutsy in the stuff he is saying, and I'm just really pleased to have him join us today. So please do stay tuned for the 3 hours today. It will be worth your while. By the way, did you see where Mitt Romney and Jeb Bush, oh, they want to be president. I have one question for them, if I could ask them as a journalist. What have you guys done in the last 8 years? Where have you been? You know, people like myself, like you, we're out there trying to change the world. We're doing things. What are they doing? They're at home getting ready to spend $1 billion to try and become president. And by the way, CNN announced today it will cost $1 billion to be in the candidacy for the president this year, or to win the presidency. Really? You get to feel that little, you know, the hair stand up on the back of your neck, that something's just not quite right about that. Well, I would encourage you to not look at Jeb Bush pro-Common Core, or Mitt Romney, or anybody who's been in there doing the things they've been doing, the same things they've been doing that never worked in the first place. You notice that? Same with Hillary Clinton. All that stuff never worked, but we're going to try it again. Anyway, I am so glad to be back and glad to be here. We'll be here Monday through Friday, hopefully, or Monday, Wednesday, Friday this week. And I do thank, again, the people that have been sitting in this position here and helping out so we can continue the Power Hour radio show. Been a lot of people, very, very helpful. And thanks to Sam Bushman. I know a lot of you disagree with Sam, but that's okay. We grow when we disagree. And I just want you all to know that these people do give up their time, and they don't get paid for doing this. And they're very kind to come aboard and be part of the Power Hour. So we're going to continue doing that. By the way, on Friday, Dr. Lorraine Day will be talking about who rewrote the Bible, how and why the translations have deceived the whole world by deliberately changing the truth of the Bible. There are going to be some people upset on Friday. There are going to be some people whose lives will be changed on Friday, who will be so pleased to hear what she learned after studying the Greek and the Hebrew. And this book is 880 pages. And I would tell you right now, go ahead and order the book. You're going to want it. I kid you not. DrDay.com. DrDay.com. She's an orthopedic surgeon who was raised in a church environment, decided to study it herself. And I think this is classic. This is game-changing. This is life-changing information. Who rewrote the Bible? We'll be back with Gary Molesky after this three-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us, caring about your world, having an inquiring mind, and I mean the real inquiring mind that says, wait a minute, a lot of what we're hearing doesn't make any sense. Well, we like to go to the experts, and we have an expert today joining us, Gary Molesky. He's a consumer advocate, recently featured on NBC's Today, Fox News, CNBC, elsewhere as with his expertise as a cybersecurity expert. He's founder of Snoopwall, a cutting-edge counterintelligence technology company that offers free consumer-based software to secure personal data on cell phones and tablets. He's been involved in the InfoSec area, most recently as the editor of Cyber Defense Magazine, National Board Advisory Board of the Center for Study of Counterterrorism and Cybercrime at Norwich University. And he's also he's advised the National Infrastructure Advisory Council, which operates within the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, in their development of the national strategy to secure cyberspace. Founding member of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, serves on the advisory board of MITRE and CVE. Thank you so very much, Gary, for joining us on the Power Hour today.
Joyce, it's an honor to be here. Thank you.
Well, thank you. You know, there's a lot of people that are going to go, Homeland Security. Wow, that he comes from an interesting area. How long and what did you do when you were involved with Homeland Security? I'm just curious.
Well, I tried to help our government put together a plan to secure cyberspace, and we are under a barrage of attack from China and Russia and North Korea, whether it's eavesdropping on our networks, which has worked its way into our smartphones, to attacks against the cyber warfare, as we've seen with the Sony breach. So I worked on defensive things that I at the time thought were very good for our country and our government. And today I'm working on helping give consumers a way to kind of free up their smartphones from eavesdropping. And the way that Snoopwall makes money is we sell our technology to banks to protect mobile banking. And in return, my way of paying it forward is to give free tools with no spyware, no backdoors, nothing in return to help consumers out.
Well, I encourage people to look into that then, and I thank you very much for doing that. Of course, I think it was Google and maybe a few other telecoms that said they were doing the same thing. I mean, how do we know, honestly, how do we know that information is not being sold when people say, nope, I'm not selling your information, everything is fine here, until we learn out a year later, you know, oops, they were selling that information.
You never know. And here's the thing. People need to read the privacy policy provided to them by companies like Snoopwall or others. People need to hold companies like Snoopwall and Google and others accountable. We actually make some of our tools open source so people can see there's no spyware in our software. But if you never let something access the internet, if the software is designed to give you that option, and there's hackers who would test and see that, you know, there's no packets leaking out when you run our tools that help you stop people from eavesdropping or spying, then you know it's a good program. But if you download a flashlight app that's hundreds of kilobytes to megabytes, you don't know where it's from, and suddenly it starts connecting to servers in China or Russia or other countries, one would question why you downloaded that free app.
Interesting, interesting. All right, let's talk about the state of the problem that we have now with information security, because we hear stories every day about it, the oops, we are so sorry, but stories, and yet we never hear anybody getting caught for these things or how it happened or why it happened. And now, of course, we have the Sony scenario, which a lot of people are doubting the prevailing politically correct story of what happened with Sony, who did it. I mean, it's everybody from Putin to one of Sony's employees doing it. It seems to me there ought to be a way to figure out who did that, how it happened, and be able to bring that to the public, but it doesn't seem to happen that way.
Well, you know, the FBI put out a private memorandum to companies to warn them that if they have certain files on their network with certain signatures, it may be the same kind of malware. And I've looked at this malware, and this malware that did hit Sony was written in the Korean language. So to me, that's a tip. Either hackers are that smart that they wanted to point it at North Korea, or South Korea did it, which I doubt, because it's the same malware that took down South Korean banks and it took down South Korean media outlets. So it's the same kind of malware that appears to have been written by a cyber army. North Korea has 6,000 members in their cyber army.
Do they have that many computers there? I mean, it sounds like they've got a bigger army than they actually do in the computerization of their country.
Well, as I've exposed to the mainstream media, a lot of people don't understand what's going on in North Korea. They have an intranet, and everyone said, oh, we might have attacked back and taken down their internet. That was a so-what moment, because they only have 200 computers on the public internet, but they have a 99% literacy rate, and everybody has a computer in their home connected to a propaganda government-managed 1984 Orwellian network. So that's a fact. Everyone does have internet access, but it's private, not public. And then the government and some key folks at their university have access to 200 of their own IP addresses and 200 publicly that the Chinese government leases to them.
Well, you know, we've heard that it was China, it was Russia, it was, you know, fill in the blank that was involved with North Korea, because they don't have the expertise to do this. But what is the outcome of all of this? I mean, it seems to me there was a movie that made maybe 15, 25 million, I don't know by now, didn't get any splash once it actually was out there, or at least not, you know, it wasn't hailed as being a real, a real work of art. And so this movie then creates all this disturbance among countries and almost a nuclear war, it seemed like, at one point. And yet, I mean, what was the purpose of all of this? Why did allegedly North Korea do this to Sony? And what was the impact of all of this?
Well, in June of this year, Sony Pictures put out a teaser of the movie. The teaser was on the internet in public. A nation state reacted, and North Korea sent a letter to the White House and to the UN to halt the release of the movie. This is America. We have a constitution, and they had a First Amendment freedom of creative expression right, and I'm so happy to see that they were able to put the movie out, as stupid as the movie was, as stupid and funny, with a few actually intelligent pieces of data about North Korea weaved in. But, you know, we didn't respond. No one responded, ignoring their threats, but their threats said, you know, massive consequences if the movie is not pulled. So between July and October, a crack team from some hacking group or cyber army, you know, it is hard to point the finger at who exactly did it, but it's very interesting to look at the malware and see what language it was written in, to see that the malware phones home to IP addresses that are leased from China to North Korea, and the list goes on, and also the damage and destruction. This was the most destructive piece of malware launched last year. You know, normally they'll steal your credit card information if they're cyber criminals, or they'll deface a website like the other group does, the Lizard Squad does to Sony's PlayStation network. But this group stole terabytes of data and then destroyed all of those hard drives to a level that was very hard to forensically repair and get information on.
Could they not do some serious damage if they wanted to? I mean, North Korea attempting or hacking into Sony may have embarrassed a whole lot of the people that, you know, are in charge of the corporation there. But if North Korea really wanted to hurt the United States, it seems like there's a whole bunch of other things they could have done that would have made it a lot worse.
Well, they wanted to hurt somebody else. Whoever did, let's say, wanted to hurt Sony. And Sony's a Japanese-owned company. Japan controlled North Korea for many years, you know, and what happened was, let's just say it was under a very strong Japanese control. Then after the war, you know, the Russians took over one part of Korea, and the U.S. helped, you know, form South Korea. And so there's some animosity towards Japan to begin with. So this is a Japanese company, and they were putting out a movie showing an assassination of a leader. So to me, that seems like one of those obvious, you know, dumb moments. He didn't like it. He has no sense of humor when it comes to, you know, movies about assassination, which, you know, who wants to watch movies where they assassinate people? I don't. But allegedly, it had a lot of humor in it and whatever, you know. So that's kind of the modus operandi.
I just don't have a lot of confidence that we usually hear the truth. I, you know, we've been lied to so many times, and there's been so much mischaracterization of who did what that, you know, when we hear the prevailing correct, politically correct story, we're supposed to buy into that. And I think that we're not being told so much about what we really need to know about protecting ourselves and our identity and our information, our private information, that we're a lot more vulnerable than we realize. You did an excellent article regarding protecting your identity or protecting your information during the holidays, and I'd kind of like for you to share some of that, because I think our listeners, well, we've only got about a minute and a half here before we go to the break, but when we come back, if you'd share what people can do to actually make a difference in their protection, because I think we're much more vulnerable. I think that anybody could probably get into anything and do anything. Would you not agree with that? I mean, if they had a desire to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I call some countries frenemies, you know, friends and enemies all wrapped in one. It's very odd. We have an odd relationship with China. We buy so much junk manufactured in China. Everything, every computer part that you need is usually made cheaper in China. So, you know, we have a consumerism going on in a partnership with China. And then on the other hand, they've infected us with malware on our smartphones. I don't get it, but that's what's going on.
Well, okay, but are we not sitting ducks, though, in this country because so much of everything that we do is computerized and online? Are we not sitting ducks for anyone to come in here at any time and just turn everything upside down?
Sure. And the biggest area is the power grid and critical infrastructure. It is the most at risk, both DHS and FBI and other parts of the DOD are trying to hire a cyber defense army and cyber warfare army, and we only have 1,000 members in the U.S. and ours, and North Korea has 6,000, just as an example. But, you know, it's not even a level playing field in the sense that there's no Geneva Convention. I can show you live, I'll show your listeners after the break, how attacks are going on day and night live over the Internet, and it's all under our noses.
All right, please. After this four-minute break, we'll be back with Gary Molesky. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is George Riley. Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. thank you very much for joining us. 24 minutes after the hour, you're in the right place. That is, if you have an inquiring mind, you want to know the truth, and you don't believe everything you hear. And that is, I've been really concerned about what are we hearing about the info security issue. You know, how bad is the cyber problem? Who is really doing it and for what reason? Now, joining us today, Gary Molesky, Snoop Wall. Check that out. It is a free, it is a cutting edge counterintelligence technology, and it's got free consumer based software to secure personal data on cell phones and tablets. I would encourage you to check that out. I asked you before the break, and I still would like to know, how bad is the problem? Who are the countries, if we could put it down to three or four, that are doing the cyber, creating the cyber problems? And then what can we do about it? I mean, really, we'll get to that on an individual basis on your own cell phone and tablet. But who is really behind all of these problems?
Well, Joyce, if your listeners go to MAP as in map, like Google Maps, go to map.ipviking.com, IP as in Internet Protocol, IP Viking, like a Norse Viking, map.ipviking.com, right now you will see live attacks across the globe.
Wow. Give us that website again. I'm sure everybody's going to want to go back to that.
Yeah, it's map.ipviking.com. There's no www, and we can see right now that China is the number one attack origin, and this could be North Korean government, it could be China. It depends on the originating IP addresses of the attack, and then you can see who's originating. There's a timestamp. You can see the location of the attack and what IP address here in the U.S. they're targeting. Right now, U.S. is the number one attack target with almost 700 attacks coming into our network live. And this is for real. This is Norse. It took them about 10 years to put up these hidden honeypots around the globe to watch traffic and build this map.
Okay. You said map.ipviking.com?
You got it.
Is that correct? Okay.
Yes.
All right. And so China is the biggest creator of the problems. The United States, do they ever do anything to combat that? Do they ever retaliate against China in any way?
Well, you don't hear about this publicly. So it seems from the map that we see attacks going in all directions. And what bothers me is cyber warfare happens under our noses, affecting online commerce, disrupting routers and servers. For example, when whoever, let's say North Korea, attacked Sony Pictures or the PlayStation Network, I don't think it was them, I think it was Lizard Squad on PlayStation. But when those things started, that was gigabytes of traffic, just useless traffic hitting servers, but having to travel through our routers all across the internet. And that just wastes bandwidth and makes things sometimes go a lot slower. Your email delivery might be really slow today if there's a lot of attacks happening.
Mm-hmm. All right. And by the way, I know there's a lot of people out there that have an interest in wanting to talk to you. I will open up the phone lines a little bit later. I want to get to the issue of what people can do on their own phones and tablets, but we will open up the phone lines at 855-995-6923 so you can talk to Mr. Gary Molesky. That's 855-995-6923. So getting into the you mentioned during the break about Miss Teen USA. Why is that an important story for us?
Well, Cassidy Wolf was just like any other teenager at age 17 before she won the contest and was Miss Teen USA 2013. And one day she received either an SMS message or an email. She doesn't remember how it happened because most of us wouldn't. We just click the link and go. Either you get an SMS message that says you're infected, click here, you know, run your antivirus. You don't really think, oh, that's SMS and I shouldn't click it. Or you get an email, and it may even appear to be from someone you trust. I actually believe Sony was hacked in the same way, where a remote access Trojan was installed on their network by whoever wanted to attack them, and it was through an email. You click the link, you get infected, and are wrapped. A remote access Trojan allows somebody far away from you to look at your webcam, to take pictures of you without turning on the light, to eavesdrop on the microphone and you'd never know it.
Wow. That's not good. That is so bad. So bad. And I know we want to know what we can do in our own personal lives to protect ourselves. And that you addressed the issue of cookies in your article that you had on protecting yourself during the holidays, which doesn't make any difference, holidays or no holidays. One question, though, before we get to that, but is there a difference? I'll ask you this question after the break. Mac or PC? Anybody safer in the computer business? We'll talk about that after this break with our expert today, Gary Molesky. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce and Noel. Stay tuned.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So much for joining us, caring about your world, and thank you for purchasing from the Power Mall. That's how we stay on the air, is by bringing you the best products that we can possibly find. Organic seasonings available to Power Mall. All kinds of wonderful items. Rosie's got Purium on sale. If you want a green food, I'm telling you, it is the best. That's the one I choose, is Purium. It is the absolute best, and I've tried them all. Dr. John Heinerman's books are $14 each. The Key Stove, this little warming Key Stove, incredible. I saw a bunch of them going out last week. Normally $110, it's now $99 on special. Willard Water, which makes water wetter, written up in the 1980s in the House of Representatives hearing. And Remember vegan burgers, $8.99. They are amazing. No allergens, no additives, nothing. And you can, it's dry, so all you have to do is add water and make your own vegan burgers. And they're available at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. By the way, Catherine Albrecht will be joining us on Wednesday. Dr. Catherine Albrecht, host on Genesis Network also, just to let you know that. We're talking to Gary Molesky today. He is a consumer advocate. He is an expert. Snoop Wall is his creation, and that is free consumer-based software to secure personal data on cell phones and tablets. And you said that Team USA got hacked or hurt as a result of what? How does this happen? How do they get into her phone or whatever to be able to create this problem?
Well, this can happen to all of our teens, and I'll tell you more about that. And let me answer your other question. Is the Mac safer iOS? You know, the operating systems that we use are all a little bit different. Windows has been under attack for so many years, it's kind of more open than Apple. But even last week, a rootkit was discovered that can be permanently installed in the Macintosh that eavesdrops on you permanently until you go get a new one or get an expert to figure that out for you. It's called ThunderStrike.
Really? It's called. So, I didn't mean to interrupt you. It's called Understrike.
Thunderstrike. Thunder, like thunderbolt.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes after the ROM with the read only memory, and it gets into the boot of the Mac. It's pretty crazy. The things that are happening now. You could be in an airport and plug into a charger, and two German scientists at Black Hat last year showed how that charger could infect an iPhone. So even the iPhone is not safe. And the real issue and what happened to Miss Teen USA is that we all install apps or we click links without really thinking it through. And the apps we install that are free, Joyce, they're not free, you know, for no reason. They're free because they are malware. And there's a dirty little secret that Apple and Google and Microsoft don't want you to know.
Interesting. Okay. And so how much damage, what can actually happen? I mean, give me a worst case scenario of what you have seen from one of these situations. Was it Miss Teen USA or is there worse things that can take place?
Well, how about $500 billion in banking fraud over, according to the World Bank, over last year, $500 billion, half a trillion, of which half of that was accounted for on smartphones, tablets, and laptops and desktops.
Holy cow, how can the banking system sustain that kind of damage?
What do? They print more money or they borrow from Washington, who prints more for them. It's crazy. And luckily, we consumers aren't, you know, we're not at fault. But the laws, they don't, in one way they do protect you, but in another way they don't. For example, my holiday tips, you know, don't use cash or debit cards online. It sounds backwards because we all want to get out of debt, so let's use a debit card that goes right into our bank account, and then, you know, we're not sitting there with a credit card that we owe some money to. Credit cards alone, a debit card comes right out of your bank. But the banking laws protect the banks more on your debit card than the credit card laws protect credit card companies, which are also banks. It's better to shop with a credit card online or on your mobile phone or tablet than a debit card.
Okay, well, give us some tips on protecting ourselves. What can we do without having to be an IT guy ourselves?
Okay, so the first thing is, and this is sad, but we've got to assume it, you have to assume you've already been compromised. You have to assume that one of those cute little apps you installed on your smartphone or tablet is also spying on you, and that's the industry's dirty little secret. The development toolkit given out to anyone who wants to write, you know, an Angry Birds-like app or Flappy Birds or whatever you want to call it, any game, any app, flashlight apps, those toolkits given by Microsoft, Google, and Apple allow you to access, if you're the developer, all the hardware ports of the device. That means they can turn on the GPS, use your Wi-Fi, look at your contact list, send information over the Internet. So what you need to do is get rid of all the apps you aren't using. Joyce, how many apps do you think you have on your smartphone?
Zero.
You're smarter than all the rest of us.
Well, I don't know about that, but I don't have any apps on my phone.
Okay, so you're all set. Now let's move on to all the listeners. We've all installed about 30 to 50 apps. Maybe we bought a tablet off of, you know, one of these sites like QVC or Amazon, and it was on a discount. It was under $100. The tablet was made in China. It comes with about 50 apps. You don't know where those apps are made. You don't know what they do. So why not clean off all the apps that we and our children aren't using? Get down to the 4, 5, or 6 you use every day. Then take a really close look at who made those apps. What are their permissions? What's their privacy policy? Is the company in the U.S.? Do they have a website in English? You can find out all this information by going to the iTunes Store, the Play Store, Microsoft App Store, and checking out that info at the bottom of the page.
Well, you are a wealth of knowledge, I will tell you. I mean, are we supposed to believe, though, that something as simple as a flashlight on your app phone or on your smartphone is going to, could possibly create a problem for you?
At Snoopwall, we put the top 10 in October. And the numbers have changed who's in the top 10, but we put the top 10 in our lab from Android. We also tested some Windows flashlight apps for the Windows smartphone and Apple. There's about 500 downloadable flashlight apps in iTunes. You don't need them if you have an Apple with a built-in flashlight, yet there have been more than a billion, 500 million downloads between Android, Apple, iPhone, iPad, and Windows of these flashlight apps. And where are they made? China, Russia, India, Brazil, other countries. What do they do? Some are actually designed for cyber espionage by nation states. Others are designed to steal your credit card when you're doing an online transaction or to, you know, get at your bank account and your passwords.
We know it's your website, snoopwall.com, which I'm going to encourage you all to go to. They say that 90 plus financial institutions are protecting their mobile experience using Snoopwall. You might want to consider utilizing that. You might want to consider getting it on your own phone. Go to snoopwall.com to reclaim your privacy. The issue of cookies, and I want to get to the callers. They're backing up here, and I apologize to the callers, but cookies. You know, this is something that a lot of people don't understand the meaning of it, the importance of it, how to get them off your computer, what you need to do to protect yourself from just cookies. Do you want to explain that?
Sure. And there are some companies, including some trustworthy antivirus vendors, who have some cookie and history and browser cleaners and protection things for that environment. Your web browser may save cookies that really your browser becomes a double agent. It spies on you so that even if you travel somewhere and you do a search somewhere else, suddenly you're going to have a cookie stored maybe on, you know, you're visiting relatives for the holidays and you start to see ads for things that you were thinking about when you were back home at your house. How did that happen on a family computer somewhere else? So you're being tracked with where you search and what you're interested in through cookies. And it's really creepware in my opinion.
How do you get rid of cookies on a Mac or on a PC?
On all of these platforms, you can actually get browser plugins that block cookies and block pop-ups. Those are very useful. And then sometimes some websites will say, ooh, you know, we don't want you to come to our page. You're not getting a good experience. Please enable access to storing cookies on your hard drive. The answer should be no.
Well, Amazon does that now. Yeah. All right, let's go to callers here. John in Ohio. John in Ohio, you're on the air today with Gary Molesky. Go ahead, please. Question or comment?
Yes, I'd like to talk about that Turkey, a very sinister interview movie. But first I'd like to say, Joyce, that I really commend you for having Paul Craig Roberts on in the next hour. But I must say that after you know and you have exposed the scurrilous nature of the John Birch Society and the Homeland Security, to have them on your program and to give credibility to them while they demonize countries like China.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We have an expert, and I want to be respectful. We have a real expert on cybersecurity, Gary Molesky, and that is the subject today. So right. I want to thank you very much for the phone call, John, you kind of spent your time on other stuff, but I apologize. Let's go to Chris in Las Vegas. Chris in Las Vegas, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, Chris?
Thank you so much. Jerry, I had two very interesting observations, and they're separate. But one relates to your observations about the Sony, the North Korea, and China hack appearance. And it seems to me that with the intel and the abilities of the cyber hack attack squads that operate in the intel environments, that they can mask anything to be appearing to come from anywhere. Is there any true way that we can observe who the actual originator was in spite of the characteristics of North Korean language?
Well, that's a great question. And by the way, I swore an oath to defend our nation, and my company's in Nashua, New Hampshire, which is a live free or die state. I've hired Free State Project folks. I believe in freedom and privacy, and I'm a third generation where my family has served in the U.S. military. So I don't think we should demonize folks who believe in the Constitution and want to support it for our last caller. And for this caller, just to answer that, and Joyce, thanks for helping out on that. Nobody knows anything. You really don't know anymore, right? So if you don't trust the FBI's report. However, Sony suffered a huge breach. This is going to cost them $100 million. They didn't do this to make money for a movie that's going to be a loss, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're losing money,
and
this is damage, and the hard drives were destroyed. So Mandiant, FireEye, FireEye, a public company, went in to help deal with the damage. That's a fact. They're not publicly talking about all the damage control they're doing, but we can do things to not let this happen to us.
Sure, right, last question.
Go ahead, Chris.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but two Sundays ago, I was early morning hours, and I went to Datamine to look at YouTube videos on Bruce G. McCarthy's show, which is a spirit and foundational concepts teaching mentor. While I was on there watching the second of a trilogy video, I had my droid screen turn red, a red triangle, a triangle on the screen with the all-seeing eye of force, and it said Illuminati on my screen. I immediately escaped out of it, but it caused me great concern, and I'm pretty sure because I'm a truth contributor on many sites like yours and this one, that I'm likely being watched, but that doesn't concern me because I know I operate the truth. Thank you.
Okay, I'd like your response, Gary, on anything like that. The all-seeing eye of Horus, red, anything you could add on that?
I haven't seen that, but the best thing you can do on that device is to look, again, at every app, uninstall those that you never use, and you can clean up your device without, you know, antivirus doesn't really work anymore. That's kind of another dirty little secret. There's about 500 million pieces of malware in the wild, but antivirus companies can only catch about half of that. So 50% of the malware gets through. So what can we do as citizens, as consumers, to protect ourselves and to protect our kids? Let's start to harden our devices. Realize that that device is a backdoor for anyone. A lot of people are worried about NSA spying. That happens no matter what until we change laws or get Congress to change that behavior. NSA is always going to do it. But what about other countries and what about cyber criminals? Like what he said, you need to disable and remove apps that are spying on you. It's easy to do if you follow my instructions.
All right, and go to snoopwall.com. Thank you very much for the phone call. You know, the recent convention that was held, the Consumer Electronics Convention in Las Vegas, even Fox Business News admitted that everything going on there at that techie convention was pretty much about control, literally about information sharing and gaining information from the people. I mean, it just looked like it was a haven of how to spy on people through our devices. Please buy it. I mean, did you happen to attend that?
I'm sorry, which event was that?
The Consumer Electronics Convention.
No. But John McAfee was there with his privacy product, which is cool. Ultimately, these Internet of Things devices are very risky. I would not install a smart meter or some home electronics that could spy on me. Do you know what the privacy policy is in the new Samsung Smart TV or the LG Smart TVs? Do you know what it says?
No, tell me.
When you turn on that TV, it searches for wireless, and it says, oh, I found your home wireless router. Help me log in so I can give you a better experience, maybe Netflix, maybe YouTube on your TV because there's a little operating system running in the television now. And, oh, by the way, once you accept that, you read a very long privacy policy that says, by the way, this TV has a microphone. Don't say anything you might not want to say near this television, as all your words will be cataloged and stored in the cloud so that we may have third-party advertisers advertise you possibly one day. Be cautious in what you say.
Word. That was Samsung and what else?
LG. Any of these new smart TVs with webcam and microphone, I would not buy one. And if you do, and you allow it to have Wi-Fi, you're in big trouble.
And then if you say no to the privacy policy, well, too bad, so sad. I mean, there's not much you can do. You can't just mark out the parts you don't like about your privacy policy.
Exactly. And on flashlight apps, the number two flashlight app for all the smartphones, Windows, Apple, iPhones and Android, brightest flashlight. Consumers got so upset about weird things happening that somebody finally found out it was them, contacted the FTC, and the FTC sued them. And the end result of the lawsuit, Joyce, 25-page privacy policy when you install their flashlight right now that says in the privacy policy, we're going to spy on you, hope you don't mind, here's all the data we collect, accept or decline. If you decline, you don't run their flashlight. If you accept, you're in big trouble.
Wow, Gary, you are fascinating. This is incredible information. We've got to have you back on again. Snoopwall.com is the website. And let me go quickly to Francis in North Carolina before we go to a break. Francis, go ahead, please. You're on the air with Gary Malevsky.
Hey, folks. Two quick questions. You might be able to answer this after the break. I'm not sure how much time I've got. But one has to do with the hard drive, and one has to do with the sound and video, for that matter. Regarding the hard drive, instead of them being destroyed, does that apply to the mechanical version of the hard drive as well as the solid state? And then, of course, how that would be done, and, of course, the audio-visual. Can using just simply taping a piece of paper over the camera part of your computer help alleviate the visual as far as the sound goes? Is it possible just simply plug in a set of earphones or something into the computer and then put the receiving end, you put in your ear into like a Ziploc bag to mute that part when you're...
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let me get a response from Gary, cybersecurity expert Gary Malevsky.
Those are great ideas. You know, the CamPatch is a company that makes a little thing you put over your webcam that won't put tape or glue over the cam, which is kind of cute and neat. You can just put a sticky note over it or fold a business card in half. That's a great idea. Cover your webcam all the time. As to other...
Okay, we got to go to a break. We got to go to this break. I'm sorry. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Final segment coming up. It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, final segment with our cybersecurity expert, Gary Malevsky. And I would encourage you to go to snoopwall.com, S-N-O-O-P-wall.com, and check that out. We're talking with you, the listeners today, the callers. I don't know if you had anything else that you wanted to say to Francis in North Carolina regarding the AV or the camera. Anything you wanted to add to that, Gary?
Yeah, those are great tips. We actually at snoopwall.com, if you click on the consumer button, we have tips and advisories and tools and apps. One of the apps is called Privacy App. It's free. It will scan Windows or it'll scan your Android, and it'll tell you what apps use the webcam and the microphone and other things, and you can uninstall them if you don't want them to. So those are actually great tips for the listeners to cover your webcam, you know, disable access to your microphone by other apps, because that's what they do. They want to eavesdrop.
Okay, very good. Let's go to Ty in Wisconsin. I think that's the next caller. Ty in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Ty. You're on with Gary Malevsky.
Yeah, this really is a fantastic show, Joyce. Here, I've got two questions. I'm on that map, IPviking.com, and there is a barrage coming out of China, but it's specifically going to St. Louis. I'm wondering who that is. And my second question is...
That's where her sales is. That's where we are.
Now, I mean,
go ahead. Go ahead.
No, in my conspiratorial mind, I did call in, Joyce, and spoke with one of the girls there and said, do you guys have a transmitter or something there? Because, man, there's an unleashing. So I'd love to be a part of it because we're coming against it.
Thank you.
But in terms of anti-malware, Gary, I use ESET, NOT32 malware bytes, and Hitman Pro. Are there any others you can suggest?
Great questions. On the first one, there are 5 mail servers in St. Louis that are being hit day and night. I've been watching it for weeks. I don't know who owns those mail servers. I haven't chased it down. But the best way, and I wrote this in my report called Year of the Rat, which is off of our website, is this year is the Year of the Rat. Before you install a remote access Trojan, you want to get into mail servers and you want to spoof the email of somebody trusted saying, oh, hey, Joyce, here's Gary's bio. Click here. And it looks like it came from me. She opens it and then she's infected with malware. So I think that's an attack for a backdoor into some large mail server host. Who knows who it is? It could be GoDaddy. It could be anyone. And then the second question is, there's a website called virusbtn.com, and they survey all the top antivirus vendors and tell you who's in the top, who catches the most malware. And they have a list called the top 100. And if you go to virusbtn.com, you'll see where ESET stands versus Avira or Avast or others. The problem with antivirus in general is it's a cleanup after the mess. It finds the virus, if it can, after you're already infected.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ty. Appreciate the kind words. Do we have any other callers, Scott? Have I missed them? Okay. All right. We're about out of time. We are out of time. I am really appreciative of Gary Malevsky. Anything else, Gary, you'd like to add in the final minute of the program that people can do or you would like for them to do or check out?
Well, don't give a device to your kids just to get them off your back. Sit down with your children. Look at the tablet and the smartphone you're letting them use and help them. Turn off location services. Turn off internet access for some of their games. Do you know that geotagging is built into every picture your kids take and put on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook? Disable that feature. I think it's really important we start to learn about this and to protect our kids.
Wow, you are an incredible amount of information. Snoopwall.com is the website, ladies and gentlemen. Please go there. Check it out. And we're going to give you a lot of credit today for being an amazing guest. Even though you did work for Homeland Security, we're going to fade that one and not even pay any attention to that. But thank you so very much, Gary. Thank you. You have a blessed day, and thank you for joining us today. Wow. Man, isn't that incredible, Noelle?
It really is. A lot of good information. He's an excellent guest.
Boggles your mind, though, as to where we are and just how much protection we do have.
No, I know, indeed. And it really makes you think, how smart are these smart devices really?
real smart.
Really, not very smart to have. They might be smart themselves and the things that they can do, but, yeah, you might not be so smart to have those.
That is so true. And I have no apps. The fact that I don't know how to download apps might have something. No, I'm just kidding. We'll be back after this. 1 minute, 10-second break with Paul Craig Roberts. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce and Noel. We'll be right back.